All right, let's explore the following traffic scenario, shall we? And you've probably been a part of this scenario. You are in line to turn left at a stoplight that is not protected. There's no green arrow. You're waiting and waiting, and soon the light turns yellow. The cars in front of you, one, two, three of them, they get to the other side, and there you are. There you sit. What do you do? KCRW listener Alyssa Kepi had a question about that.
In LA, you can never turn left at an intersection until the light turns red. But I just got a ticket for this. What is the actual law?
Oh, yeah. The dreaded left turn on red syndrome. KCRW's Jenny Hamill is here to answer Alyssa's question for the latest installment of our series, Curious Coast. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Steve.
We've all been in that situation, haven't we?
And then some of us are in that situation multiple times a day.
Yes. So what is the actual law?
So, if a light is red, the driver must stop behind what they call the limit line. That is the white painted intersection line.
Now, where the crosswalk begins, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So if there is a crosswalk, it's the line before that, furthest away from the intersection. So if you are making a left turn and it's green and you cross that limit line, then you're good to go. You make that left turn.
So if the light turns yellow and then red and you're in the intersection, you are legally able to turn left.
That's right. If you've crossed that limit line while the light was green, then there is nothing else. For safety reasons, you've got to get out of that intersection. So you're fine. You make that left turn. Now, where you could find yourself in a situation where you might get a ticket if there is a traffic cop around, well, I spoke with Officer Bill Bustos. He's been with LAPD for over 30 years, a lot of that time spent in the traffic division. I'll go ahead and let Officer Bustos tell you.
If the light turned red and they're behind the limit line, they're going to cross that. They're going to be in violation of that red light.
So it's the limit line. That's what we're looking at
right here.
Okay, so there's that. Basically, the dimensions of each intersection will determine how many cars can pass through legally. What about safety, though? Are accidents more likely to happen, wrecks at left turns?
Absolutely. And this is all about safety in the eyes of the traffic police. Officer Bustos told me that the three most common causes for traffic collisions in Los Angeles are failure to yield, left turns, and speeding. In fact, left turns can be so dangerous that Officer Bustos was telling me there are some companies that strongly dissuade their drivers from ever making a left turn.
What kind of companies are we talking about? I mean, I know a lot of us just blindly follow. Well, we go to Google Maps or Apple Maps or whatever it may be, Waze. A lot of folks do Waze, right? And there are a lot of unprotected left turns there.
Well, think about a company with a lot of drivers. So
yeah.
Delivery companies,
yeah.
Specifically the UPS, those brown trucks, they don't like left turns. I spoke with Matt O'Connor. He is a spokesperson for UPS who said that they have their drivers make right turns most of the time. In fact, several years ago, they created their own GPS-based navigation system called Orion. It's a 1,000-page long algorithm that incorporates this.
So the longer that a vehicle is waiting in traffic, it's idling, it's not being productive, and so it takes longer to make delivery stops, it uses more fuel. It's where if you can keep the vehicle moving, you can make your stops more quickly, more efficiently in the course of a day.
I wonder, though, why there aren't any more green arrows than there are.
It's a great question. Think about Los Angeles in the earlier 1900s. Already the city's booming. They have pretty much created their grid, built all of these intersections, and installed all of these street lights well before this huge population boom that we've experienced, and the population density continues to grow. So the need for left turn arrows wasn't as much of a necessity. 1965, the first left turn arrow was installed. And as of 2016, about 15% of all the intersections in LA include left turn arrows. So that's not very much.
That's 85% of the intersections in Los Angeles are unprotected left turns.
Yeah, they raise our blood pressure every time we enter them, right? So the Los Angeles Department of Transportation told me that next year at 75 intersections, they will install left turn arrows as a part of what they're calling Vision Zero. And that is a goal in the city to minimize traffic fatalities.
Well, we'll look forward to that. KCRW's Jenny Hamill with our Curious Coast series. Jenny, you answered our question.
Glad to. Thanks, Steve.